So we're going to read from the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 1 to 7, and I'm reading from the NIV. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then our focus verse for today, verse 7. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Now before I go into the passage and our focus verse, let me just give you a little bit of background about the church in Rome. When we read about Rome and the book of Romans and the church in Rome, I think we always have this idea that it is this huge church. And those of us who have been to Europe and have been to Rome and have seen St. Peter's Cathedral kind of think of the church in Rome as that, which is completely the wrong idea. The church in Rome was really small, 55 BC when this was written. Not many church buildings, actually no church buildings. Not huge congregations. These were small home church cells that Paul is writing to, that we meet here in the book of Romans. So hold that in the back of your mind. Second, and this is the really important part, when we think of that church, was made up of mostly two kinds of groups, maybe three. Let's put the third kind of small group in there. Those who've never known any belief or any religion or anything like that. The two main groups were the pagan group that knew the pagan religion and all of the rites and rituals and all of the crazy things that went with pagan religion. Large group. Second large group were Jewish Christians. In other words, those were Jewish people who grew up in the Jewish faith with all of what that entailed. So when we look at this church, quote unquote, in Rome, It was filled with people of different cultures, different languages, different backgrounds, who thought differently about things, who did things differently, and who had quite different views of looking at life. So it's to these people that Paul writes this, and especially this chapter 15 is an interesting chapter where he says, folks, you're different. You come from different places and backgrounds and ideas. But can you please, verse 7, accept one another as you have been accepted in Christ Jesus, our Lord? I want us to notice two things from that. Maybe let's start with the second part. Accept yourself as you have been accepted in Christ. I want us to talk about that for a second. To accept that we have been accepted in Jesus Christ. Because so often I think this is the difficult thing. This is where we put up the walls. We look at ourselves and we say, how can Christ even love me? How can Christ even look at me? How can Christ even care about me? Look at my life. And I've spoken to so many folks who have said that. I don't think so. When I look in the mirror, how can that even be true for me? So to help us with this, I'm going to take you for a little walk through the Gospels, just three little stories to set the scene up for us. First story comes from Luke 19, and you know it well because I preached on that not too long ago. Jesus goes into Jericho, lots of crowds following him, and then there's a man who's sitting in a tree called Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector. And by now, I've said this a million times, tax collectors were hated, were despised, were not accepted, were not part of the community. They were on the outside looking in. They were always mentioned in the same line as sinners, tax collectors and sinners. So Zacchaeus so wants to see Jesus, but not accepted, sitting in the tree, just trying to get a glimpse. Jesus stops, calls him down. Come down. Zacchaeus, Let's go eat at your place. My friends, do you understand what that means? Remember, having a meal in those days was more than eating. Sharing bread meant, I want to share my life with you. Sharing salt with each other at the meal meant, I make you part of my family. Jesus says, Zacchaeus, unaccepted old Zacchaeus, tax collector, can I go sit with you, Zacchaeus? Let's eat together, Zacchaeus. What do you think that said to Zacchaeus? From despise to accept it. But notice the most important thing. When we realize the acceptance of God of who we are, with all our warts and all our brokenness, it changes us. And Zacchaeus immediately said, I need to fix all the wrongs that I have done. I need to repay those that I stole from. And Zacchaeus went, changed his life, and changed who and what he was. Why? Because he was accepted. Let me take you to the second story. John chapter 8. Know the story well. Spoke on that not too long ago. The so-called story of the woman who was caught on adultery, which is such a misnomer because it's a man and a woman. It takes two to do this little tango. But in any case. So they bring this woman, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, and they bring her to Jesus for condemnation because they say, we caught this woman. Actually, no. They use a different word. They use the Greek word tastoyutas, which means this thing. We caught this thing on adultery. What shall we do with this thing? Can you see what it's doing? Excluding, pushing away, building a wall, not accept that she's just a thing that can be used. Jesus says, okay. So what does the law of Moses say? Oh, they're very quick with that. She should be stoned. Actually, it says the man and the woman should be stoned. But let's leave that for another day. She should be stoned. Good, says Jesus. Starts writing. Stone. Just a reminder, those of you who have no sins and who are perfect before God, you grab the first stone and you start that, okay? When he looks up, of course, they're gone. He asks, woman? And he uses the word woman. He recognizes her for who she is, a person, a woman, with mistakes and brokenness. No one condemned you? No. Well, neither do I. But, go change your life. Don't sin anymore. How do you think she felt? From despised to accepted. Let me share a last little story with you, a little more unknown. Mark chapter 1 starts at verse 40. Man with leprosy heard about Jesus, crowds with Jesus. Now remember lepers, they were on the outside. They were not accepted. They had to live in their own community because they were unclean. When they were walking and someone came their way, they had to shout out loud, unclean, unclean, stay away, not accepted at all. This man takes a chance, comes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, could you heal me? Because I know you can if you wanted to. What does Jesus do? Get away. Don't want. Jesus reaches out. It says, Jesus, and remember I've taught you this Greek word, splachnitsomai. Jesus had compassion with him. His heart broke open for him and he said, I want to. And he reached out and he touched him. You don't touch a leper. Jesus touched him. He said, be clean. And he was. Jesus said, don't tell. He couldn't stop. He says, I gotta tell somebody. I gotta tell somebody what Jesus did for me. His life went from despised to accepted to changed. Accept one another as you have been accepted in Christ. Can I ask you, have you experienced this miracle of being accepted by Christ? Standing before Jesus, and Jesus says, I know you. I know who you are. I know you from the inside out, warts and all. I know the good things. I know the bad things. I know the ugly things. I know the things that you feel are so horrible that you can't stand before me. I know the things that make you afraid to talk. I know the things that just put this veil over you. I know you.
but I accept you. I love you for who you are. You've been accepted.
You know, the Greek word for accept, it's a beautiful word. It's the word proslambano, which can mean to take by the hand. It can mean to bring into my house. But it also means to be accepted into my heart, to be allowed into my heart. And Jesus says, I accept you. I take you into my heart. Give me your hand. Come here. You are who I say you am. You are. And maybe, my friends, that's the challenge, right? Sometimes for us, it is so hard to let go. Sometimes we think, how can God love me? Look at what I've done. Look at who I am. Look at my life. And we build this wall. But the moment I allow God to touch my life, I can let go and I don't have to be defensive anymore. I don't have to worry so much about what other people are going to say about me anymore. I am who God says I am. But I'm changed, right? Doesn't mean I can just say, well, I'm going to go on with my life and I'm just going to be who I am and God will just accept me. No. Once we have experienced that acceptance of Jesus Christ, who we are, and I know who I am in Christ, my life changes. When Zacchaeus met Jesus and he was accepted, his life changed and he did what he needed to do, the right thing. When this woman met Jesus and she was accepted, her life changed and she became who God wanted her to become. When this leper's life was touched, his life changed and he went out and he spoke about Jesus. When we stand before Jesus and we experience the miracle of God's acceptance, we cannot remain who we are. We become who Christ wants us to be. And I start living that life because I know who I am and whose I am. Can I take you to the second thing that we need to notice? And that's the first part of the verse. Accept one another as you have been accepted in Christ Jesus. And maybe that's the difficult part for us sometimes, accepting one another, because it's easier for us to judge and to point fingers and to exclude and to push to the outside and to keep outside my circle and to not associate with. If you think of those people where they came from, pagans and then Jews and those who had religion and those who didn't have religion and all these. And Paul says to them, accept one another. Some eat meat, some don't. Some do this, some don't do that. Some wash hands, some don't wash hands. Some pray, some don't pray. Accept one another. Because acceptance of Christ teaches me that I could accept and I don't judge. That I can accept and I don't exclude. That I can accept and that I don't condemn. Because that's what Christ did for me. We often think that we can change people and people's behavior by criticizing. And it's so easy to point fingers. And it's so easy to say the bad things. And to think, I'll criticize you and keep you on the outside. And once I can do that, you will change. No. It starts from here. Opening your heart. Proslambano. Accepting into my heart. Taking a hand. Leading into my heart and into my house. Giving that which Christ has given me freely. Maybe it can start at home. Just accepting your children for who they are, your parents for who they are, without trying to change them, showing them your acceptance, your wife, your husband, your friend, that co-worker at work, acceptance, because acceptance changes attitudes and changes lives and gives the most amazing gift. Acceptance takes us into the heart of God and gives that gift. Acceptance gives the gift of forgiveness. Acceptance gives the gift of restoring relationships. Acceptance gives the gift of bringing back home. Acceptance gives the gift of turning a congregation into a community. So, friends, says Paul, you have been accepted by Christ, and He opened His heart. Go give that gift to one another. Amen. Pray with me. Lord, we didn't deserve it, and we stood before You, and we were coated black with our sin. And in Jesus You came, and You washed us, and You accepted us, and we are called children. We thank You for that miracle and for that gift. We pray, Lord, for hearts that will open and that will accept and give acceptance as You have given to us. Thank You that we might live by Your example. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.